10 global employment law updates to watch in 2026. As 2026 unfolds, employment law is undergoing significant transformation across the globe. Quick hits. Expanded worker protections are becoming the norm across nearly all jurisdictions. Reduced working hours are trending globally. AI regulation in HR is accelerating, from the EU AI regulation affecting Germany to Ontario's AI disclosure rules in Canada to the UAE's use of AI for enforcement. Compliance and reporting standards continue to rise, including enhanced pay transparency requirements and contractor classification rules. From sweeping labor code consolidations to new AI disclosure requirements, employers operating internationally will want to stay ahead of these critical changes. Below are the top 10 employment law developments for global employers to watch. 1. Belgium. Notice period cap. Reduces termination costs. A draft act, which is expected to pass soon, has been submitted to the Belgian Federal Parliament that would cap the notice period for employer-initiated terminations at 52 weeks, 1 year, even for very long-tenured employees. Previously, long-tenured employees could accrue notice periods of more than a year, creating substantial financial exposure for employers during workforce reductions or restructurings. This cap represents a meaningful reduction in termination costs, particularly for employees with 15 or more years of service who historically would have qualified for much longer notice periods. However, because this cap would apply only to new contracts and would accrue with seniority, its practical effects would not materialize until those employees accumulate sufficient service. Employers may want to review their workforce planning models, termination cost projections, and restructuring scenarios in light of this potential change, as the savings compared to the previous regime can be substantial. For more details, see our podcast, Cross-Border Catch-Up, 2026 Employment Law, Changes in Poland, Belgium, and the Netherlands. 2. Brazil, Mental Health Reporting, Pending Critical Case Law, and Immigration Updates. Under the updated regulatory norm, number 1, NR1, employers must include mental health and psychosocial risks, such as burnout, harassment, and excessive working hours, in their occupational risk management programs. Formal enforcement of NR1 begins on May 26, 2026. Additionally, Brazil's Federal Supreme Court is considering whether wage deductions for meal and transport allowances should be included in the base for the employer's Social Security contributions, a decision that will affect payroll administration and employer costs. Finally, Decree No. 12657-2025 allows foreign nationals to perform short-term technical activities under a regular visitor visa, increasing flexibility for international business operations. 3. Canada, AI disclosure, pay transparency, and leave expansions. Canada is introducing several significant changes across multiple provinces. Ontario now requires employers to disclose when artificial intelligence, AI, is used in hiring decisions. Employers must inform both candidates and employees when AI systems are deployed in recruitment, screening, assessment, or selection processes. Ontario is also mandating salary range disclosure in job postings, designed to address wage gaps and promote equal pay. Leave entitlements are expanding. Long-term illness leave has been extended in several provinces, and Saskatchewan has updated its maternity leave and introduced new leave for employees affected by domestic or sexual violence. Saskatchewan has also introduced new restrictions on employer tip withholding, effectively limiting management's ability to retain or redistribute gratuities. For more information, see our article, New Year, New Laws 2026, Updates in Canadian Employment Standards. 4. Germany, EU AI regulation hits HR systems. Beginning in August 2026, The EU AI regulation will take full effect in Germany, with significant implications for HR technology. The AI regulation establishes strict requirements for high-risk AI systems, which include AI used in recruitment, performance management, task allocation, and promotion decisions. Employers will be required to conduct conformity assessments, maintain detailed documentation, ensure human oversight, and implement ongoing monitoring systems. Non-compliance can result in substantial fines. Beyond AI, Germany has eliminated the rule that previously prevented employers from offering fixed-term contracts without objective justification to employees who had already worked for them after reaching statutory retirement age. As a result, employers may be able to extend working relationships with experienced employees without triggering indefinite employment obligations. More changes include updates to social insurance contribution thresholds and expanded maternity protections. For more information, see our article, Developments in German Employment Law for 2026. 5. India, Historic Labor. Law consolidation. India is implementing one of the most ambitious labor law reforms in its history, consolidating 29 statutes into 4 streamlined labor codes in an attempt to simplify compliance while significantly expanding worker protections. The Code on Wages establishes a universal minimum wage across all sectors and standardizes the definition of wages to close loopholes that allowed employers to artificially reduce provident fund and gratuity obligations through allowance structuring. The Industrial Relations Code formally recognizes fixed-term employment as a distinct employment category, raises the headcount threshold for employers required to seek government permissions before terminations from 100 to 300 employees, reducing the compliance burden for mid-sized companies, and introduces a mandatory reskilling fund to support displaced workers. The Social Security Code dramatically extends coverage to previously excluded categories, including gig workers, platform workers, and workers in the unorganized sector, potentially bringing millions of additional workers into the social safety net. The Occupational Safety and Health Code extends formal health and safety protection to a broader range of employers and workers, while also restricting the use of contract labor for core business activities, effectively requiring direct employment for individuals who perform essential functions. For more details, see our podcast, Cross-Border Catch-Up, Unpacking India's Labor Law Shakeup. 6. Mexico, Workplace Violence Prevention and the 40-Hour Workweek. Mexico has introduced 2 major reforms with far-reaching implications. The first targets workplace culture. Mandatory workplace violence prevention training is now required, accompanied by enhanced anti-discrimination obligations that may require employers to review and update their policies, training materials, and reporting mechanisms. Second is the constitutional reform reducing the standard workweek from 48 hours to 40 hours, with one critical restraint. Wages cannot be reduced for affected employees. Employers must maintain current salary levels while absorbing a roughly 17% reduction in working hours. Though the reform will be phased in through 2030 to give businesses time to adjust, employers may want to begin planning now for the financial and operational impacts. For a comprehensive summary of what to look forward to in Mexican labor and employment law this year, see our articles, Mexico's Labor Law in 2026. Key developments include workplace violence prevention and 40-hour workweek, and Mexico Labor and Employment Law Roundup for 2025, and what's coming in 2026, a brief compliance guide. 7. Netherlands, cracking down on contractor misclassification. Until recently, employers in the Netherlands were waiting for the VBAR Act to go into effect. The VBAR Act was intended to introduce a more rigorous framework for evaluating whether a working relationship constitutes genuine independent contractor status or disguised employment. In early March 2026, however, the Cabinet of the Netherlands decided to abandon most of the VBAR Act. While the Cabinet may retain portions of the VBAR Act, such as the legal presumption that workers earning below EUR 38 per hour are employees, it is expected that the Cabinet will soon introduce a new framework for evaluating employment status called the Self-Employed Act. Until then, employers will want to refer to the Deregulation of Labor Relations Assessment Act, DBA, Act when assessing whether a working relationship qualifies as genuine self-employment. Additionally, there is a renewed push for authorities to investigate potential misclassification of workers.